Be kind. You've heard this how many times before? A phrase we hear a lot today, or maybe we should hear more of these days. This show is about kindness, about helping others in our schools, our neighborhoods, and communities. Each week, we'll be talking to new people who are helping out our communities, assisting with and running charities, mentoring youth, speaking out about health awareness, and so much more. We'll highlight issues that affect all of us on an individual, family, and community level. Welcome to Be Kind Always. All right, music and songs, we've all been exposed to songs all of our lives. All songs have a story, not just for the artists who make them, but for the people who listen to them. And for those folks, every story is different. Every song has a different meaning to everybody. One of the things that I think is really cool about music is that it can be therapeutic, and that plays a big part in what we're talking about today. I am joined today by Heather Rogers, Festival Director for M3F.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing better than I deserve.
I love it.
To quote my friend and whatever, Mr. Dave Ramsey. So M3F. Tell what is M3F? I always have to put some kind of, well, it stands for something. What does it stand for? It
stands for McDowell Mountain Music Festival.
Okay, so the three M's.
Three M's.
Okay, and that's all, huh?
That's it. Simple, makes it easy to remember, easy to type out, easy to search.
I should have deciphered that by scrolling to the bottom of the webpage and went, McDowell Mountain Music Festival.
Right.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, your festival is March 6th through the 8th this year, and it's been every year since 2004.
That's correct. This will be our 17th year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How has it grown over the, since 2000? Like, 2004 was like, okay, there's like 25 people in the park.
Correct. Right? Correct. Yes. And you look around and it's your friend and your neighbor and you're good.
Yeah. Right. And everybody's excited. How has it grown now since 2004?
Well, now we have three stages, started with one. Mm-hmm. We have the VIP section has grown larger. This year we threw in some cabanas for that ultimate experience.
Ooh.
We have some new art activations. With the three stages comes a larger lineup.
Sure.
Because we can handle that. So we're up to 40 bands.
Wow. Well, it's a three-day festival.
Correct.
You got to have enough folks out there.
Correct.
Okay. The really cool thing, the unique thing about this festival is that 100% of the proceeds go to charity.
That's correct. That makes us unique.
Such a beautiful thing. Now, you've worked with several charities over the years. This year, I believe it's just PCH?
PCH Music Therapy Program.
Right.
LLS, mm-hmm. Teach for America, and Habitat for Humanity, the Northern Arizona chapter.
Wow. That's incredible. Since 2004, over $2 million in donations.
Correct.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
So how do you predict it this year?
Bigger, better, newer experience.
Right.
I think everyone should come.
What do you like most about the festival?
Other than the music. I like the people.
Yeah.
Well, I like the people factor. Mm-hmm. I like seeing everyone out there having a good time.
Right.
Making new friends, meeting up with old friends, bringing the kids, taking the kids home.
So total family event.
Total family event.
A lot of times people think about festivals and they think, you know, these like, you know, whatever happens out in Palm Springs and Coachella type thing, and it's just crazy.
Correct.
There's a little bit of that going on in there, but it's mostly family oriented, right?
Absolutely. We want everyone to enjoy the experience. We want you to have a little elbow room. We want you to be able to walk around. We want you to be able to feel safe and comfortable mm-hmm. when you come to visit.
Right. One of the things that I saw on the website that I thought was interesting is the whole thing with silent disco.
It is something new, and it does catch you off guard if you're not aware, because the DJs are spinning the music, but there's no sound. But you pick up the headphones, and you're in it to win it. You're cutting a rug. You're doing your own thing.
Right.
And if you're not, you're kind of watching, and at first you're just like, what are these people doing? But then you catch on, and you're
right.
Okay.
So I think house parties should be that way, right?
Exactly.
You know, so there's not, you don't have to worry about the comps. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So it's basically the DJs are up there doing their thing, and you have to have headphones in order to get it.
Exactly.
To dance to the music. Because
I mean, you could do it without the headphones if you wanted to try.
You'd be offbeat. I would be offbeat. Yeah. I'm not such a dancer myself, so I would definitely need the headphones in order for it to make sense.
I would too, yes.
When you guys do all these donations for these amazing organizations, what... how do you determine who gets what? Is it just kind of an even spread? How do you pick your charities? I mean, what goes into all that? I mean, there's so many out there. How do you get to pick? Or do you just work with certain people?
It's kind of a mixture. We try to look at the local factor over right. going national and mm-hmm. keeping it within the community here sure. that we affect and we take part in.
Right.
It gets divided up in various ways. Right. You know, different charities can help us just as much spread the word,
right.
do some grassroots marketing for it,
mm-hmm.
Let their people know so their people can come too.
They've got databases.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
all of that adds up and comes into play.
You know, I think it's really cool too, because, you know, if you're doing, if, you know, you can see who the charities are and you're affiliated with that charity, whatever way, shape or form, maybe you had a child who was at PCH.
Mm-hmm.
In the music therapy program or just at PCH in general, you're like, that's a cause that I want to give to. So let's go to the festival and
Correct.
Have some fun, which is mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. I like the fact that you go by the three C's of community, culture, and charity. Not a lot of folks are doing that in the music biz. It's kind of like, hey, it's the quick grab and it is what it is. No, and
exactly.
Rightfully so.
Right.
Everybody's into a business, but very rare do you find anybody giving 100% of their proceeds to charity.
And that kind of starts back to Westpac Construction, who's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
We produced the festival and,
right.
and started it. And that's our culture there, too. We participate in the community. We give back to charity. We have our own culture within our community, you know, our own company. And then we just want to share all of that and just have it be our way of giving back, kind of like the three-legged stool. Everything comes together.
Have you found that a lot of people, like businesses and so on and so forth, want to get involved because it is 100% charity-based? Where people go, you know what, that's a really great boat to get on right now.
Absolutely. We have a lot of people contact us, of course, while we're looking for people at the same time. And once they even just come and experience it, they may be a little like, okay, it's a festival though. We don't quite get it.
Right.
But then they come, they experience the whole thing. They're back. Come back.
They're hooked.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's a good thing because there's so much out there and it's, you know, you got to pick and choose mm-hmm. what you want to do. And I'm saying this more from a, you know, almost from a business standpoint where it's like, okay, like I said, where do we want to hang our hat? You know? When you work with the different charities, do you find, and I was teasing a little bit about databases, but I mean that sincerely, those mm-hmm. databases for some of those charities are just so huge and they can reach out to all their, you know, has that helped a lot? Has that helped the attendance, do you say?
Absolutely. It does help. Just like social media nowadays mm-hmm, helps mm-hmm. because they have those connections as well.
Right.
So any bit of that grassroots building it up awareness. And even if someone receives it or someone on one of those databases is like, yeah, that's not my scene at all. But they tell five people who
right.
can tell five people and
exactly.
it keeps going.
The word of mouth just spreads so
yes.
fast. And you've probably seen, you know, since 2004 that social media has just grown so much and it's you can reach out to so many different people. I mean, we got Snapchat, TikTok. I mean, I can't keep track of all this stuff anymore.
No.
I learn from my children. Just putting it out there. You know, you got to learn somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
I'm like, I've got this TikTok thing on my phone, and I'm like, what am I doing? All right, this is what you do, Dad. Okay, cool. So it's one of those things. So what are the goals for M3F this year?
We'd like to see attendance grow every year.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like the bands to enjoy the experience as well as, you know, then they can spread the word
right.
to other bands and other agencies. But just the whole give back, like to increase that every year. Last year
right.
we had our best year that we've had.
Sure.
So, of course, our expectations just grow. So
yeah.
we want it to go to another level.
Right. I have to say, in all honesty, and I'm making a confession here, and I'm not really good at this, the bands, I'm not really familiar with. Now, I've kind of shut off the current music mm-hmm. playlist, so to speak, since I've advanced in my age just a little bit. Like there's a lot of things I don't understand, but I will tell you this: I appreciate the music. Like to go to this festival and see these bands just to be around live performances, correct, people with instruments, or even, you know, I've seen some of these folks up there with, you know, just a keyboard, mm-hmm, you know, like, you know, guys making music literally right in front of you. Like, here's what we're doing here. You know, I watched the kid from 21 Pilots on stage by himself make these amazing compositions. I'm like, I could never do it. Never.
It's totally true. And just the production they bring nowadays, yeah, with the lights, right, and the sound, and then add in some confetti or something, you know, to draw the crowd in.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it just, sometimes it is just that. And it's just experiencing it. And when you walk away, you have two or three or maybe 10 bands that you're like, shh, right, I'm totally into that.
So who are some of the bands, the big ones? Who are the, you know, the bigs?
We have Rufus Du Sol. We have Green Sky Bluegrass, Stick Figure, Bon Iver, Local Natives. I don't like to offend anyone, so everyone is big, but Son Holo.
I think that's the greatest name ever, by the way, because I'm a Star Wars fan and I saw that. I'm like, that is creative and clever. Great.
And then we also always throw in our locals, give mm-hmm some love to the locals that are,
absolutely,
you know, out there making it every day. The Wives, the Canaries are from the Flagstaff area.
Oh, cool.
So that helps a lot too. And then they bring a fan base.
Is it all sorts of, are there different genres of music? Like it, you know, the folks that you were naming, I'm sorry, even, you know, San Holo, I don't know what kind of music that is.
Yeah. We try to hit all the genres from, indie to folk to, right, EDM, nice, you know, a little bit of rock. We right, try to make it eclectic so everyone can get something.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think that's a great idea. So if you're just a fan of music, I'm a fan of music, so the lineup doesn't scare me at all.
Oh, good.
Again, to be, I always say, and I say this to my kids, I have a 16-year-old, a 20-year-old, to go experience live music is something totally different than, you know, doing it on your smartphone or, mm-hmm, you know, how we can download stuff these days and how crazy it is. But going out to see live music and appreciate the music is just so much fun.
Absolutely.
Now, let me talk just a little bit more about charities. How do charities get involved with you? Do they have to petition for you, or is that strictly your selection process?
We kind of do a mixture. We do have people reach out almost all the time, especially, right, if they've been to the festival.
Sure.
So they do reach out many times. Us as employees that are doing it, uh-huh, we can sometimes, you know, throw a vote in the hat and,
absolutely,
and bring someone to light. Because not only the large charities that we do, then sometimes the employees will nominate someone within, and we'll kind of do a as simple as pulling a name out of a hat. And,
right,
we'll give a little bit money to someone that,
sure,
means something to us because we're doing it.
I think that's a great idea because, mm-hmm, again, there are so many out there.
Absolutely.
And a lot of folks have their hands open, and rightfully so, because, mm-hmm, I believe they're all really good causes. So I think that's a great thing. You know, PCH is a big dog, right? And they do a lot of good, and there's also a lot of people that do other good things too. So that's good to know that they can petition for those dollars. Now, last year you had a big year.
Yes, we gave over $500,000.
That's incredible. I mean, when you think about it, since 2004,
yeah,
$2 million. And last year alone, over $500,000.
Finally did it.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So obviously it is growing. It is getting bigger every year. And I love that. What do you like most about your festival? You need to be a little bit, you can be selfish here.
I can be a little selfish.
You can always go safe and go, I love everything about you, which is fine.
Everyone listening that knows me would be like, she's so lying.
That's all right. All right. So go ahead. Be selfish. Pick your favorite child.
Oh my gosh. I mean, of course, I love bringing my son. I have an 8-year-old, so he's gone since forever.
Yeah.
So he likes it and letting him experience it, as you were describing,
sure,
the live music, the people,
right,
the putting it together. He asks questions about it so I can teach him.
That's cool.
The people in the company, working with them, I mean, through all the tears and the yelling and,
yeah,
the everyone's,
oh, yeah,
killing each other, we do come together and we do it. I mean, it's the best team builder you could ever have.
Right.
The people that come, seeing it in their eyes, hearing a thank you. I mean, when you have a line at the gate and you're trying to get them through, you think you're going to get a little bit of attitude.
Right.
Last year, I had more thank yous as I stood there.
Right.
And I mean, at first I was just kind of shocked. I was like, people actually say thank you nowadays?
Are you
still
being sarcastic?
Like, how does this work? But I mean, they were thank you. Thanks for putting your time in. Thanks for having the event. Thank you for being here. And I mean, that's amazing.
Sure.
And then just that we can give it back, that we're having an effect, that we're leaving something and teaching people and bringing these acts to town that don't come and building it up and building downtown Phoenix up and sure. having people look at Phoenix and be like, wow, look at all these great things that are happening. We should go there.
Absolutely. It's at Margaret T. Hance Park, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, and that, I mean, I've been doing shows down there since, gosh, 98 when I got here. So, it's a great location, mm-hmm. you know, centrally located and, just a great time. In fact, there's always something fun going on in there almost every weekend. So, do you have to kind of fight the city to get your dates and stuff? Like,
you gotta elbow
people out of the way, you know?
But that's okay because that's kind of what we want. If right. Phoenix has events like ours and yeah. has more of them, mm-hmm. you know, and they don't have to be huge, you know, they can be smaller ones, you know, right. the Donut Festival, the Pizza Festival, the this or that festival.
They it's had just the French Fry active. Festival down there, which
oh,
is.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I was jealous. The French Fry Festival?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I went to the donut.
Was that good?
It was so good.
Oh, were there a lot of cops there? I kid.
Oh,
I
that's
kid.
So bad.
I kid.
Okay.
They weren't just doing security, right? We're going to get the best ones. I digress. Anyways, we're here talking about M3F Festival, downtown Phoenix, March 6th through the 8th. To get a hold of you guys to find out information, I'm going to let you go through all of your ways to get a hold of you, to get info, ticket prices, what you can and can't do, what you can bring and can't bring, frequently asked questions, the FAQs. Fire away.
You can download the app. You oh. can go on the website. You can email us at info@m3ffest.com. You can give us a jingle at 602-343-0243. Mm-hmm. You can email me. You can email, you know, that we have different email addresses on the website.
Right.
But the website and the app are up to date all the time. We're right. doing app pushes with yeah. new things that we're doing or right. new hints like where to park, how to do this, just to make it easier for you as you come downtown.
Right. There's nothing worse than standing in line for 45 minutes to get into something and they say, you can't bring this with you. And you're like, oh,
yes.
Seriously.
Correct.
I know. So it's best to go to the website. If you want to do that, the website is m3ffest.com. And then you can use m3ffest for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can see all that stuff right there. So
that's it.
It's an amazing thing. Thank you for doing so much good in the Valley. 100%. You know, it's unheard of. I saw that. And, you know, I've seen the ads painted on the walls down here in Roosevelt. And I'm like, you know, it's pretty amazing, right? Very cool. And then I started diving into it, and I'm like, whoa, 100% of the proceeds to charity. Are correct. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Very cool. So all the different things in the festival that you can do, obviously, you got the stages of music, food trucks. I mean, there's art walks. There's all sorts of different things going on. So is it like a food truck festival? There's there food trucks out there or just vendors with food or what?
There's vendors with food and food trucks. Mm-hmm. We have a marketplace where people are selling arts, crafts, t-shirts. We have a merchandise.
Drum circles.
Course.
Oh, yes.
We have drum circle. We have yoga. We have silent disco.
How do you do yoga in peaceful? I don't do yoga, but I always imagine it as this very zen thing where you're like, you're doing this yoga and these stretches, and then you've got a band on stage that's just jamming away, right? How does that work?
I must say I said the same thing when it was brought up and I was told other people do it. We should try it. So right. we did and we had quite the turnout.
Really?
But it's underneath the Oscar Blues okay. tent
uh-huh.
and they have a PA system and they are playing some more calming music, but you can hear it. Like just the way the music is programmed nowadays, you can hear right. it and people take their mat out and they do a little calming.
Really? And off people they come go. Down with their mats and
yes.
stuff?
Yes.
Wow.
And we have mats that you can use.
Really?
Or use a blanket or whatever.
That would be yeah. like the last thing I would want to do at a music festival is to get into stretching and yoga. But
well, it gives you that little relaxation before you go have a good time.
You know what? I guess because it's 3 days and if you got your 3 day pass and you're going, maybe Saturday we do some yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, Friday we're standing all day and, you know, we're just having fun and it was like a lot of walking. So
absolutely.
Stretch it out.
Stretch it out.
There you go. Any parting words for you, things you want to talk about the festival that people should know to make it a more great experience?
Get your ticket, come down, meet some new people, mm-hmm. bring your people. You won't be sorry. I'm a little biased. I understand that, but I think it's a great event.
Netflix is recorded, so you don't have to worry about it. You can get out of the house. You don't have to do all your cramming in your shows to get it done. So head on out there. Heather, thanks for coming down. M3 Fest, congratulations on all the success over the years here since 2004. And I hope you beat the record of over a 500,000 this year.
Thanks for your time.
That would be amazing.
We
have to do it again.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you again, and good luck.
Thanks.
And before I let you go, I just wanted to touch base a little bit more on music and how it works amongst all of these individuals with different types of needs. Everything from, you know, like my sister who's mentally challenged, or people with autism, or, you know, we've had so many conversations with so many different charitable organizations, and music is always the key. We always come back to music. Like my tour of Courtney's Place, that's the first thing I heard when I walked in the door was the Footloose soundtrack and the boy singing to the top of his lungs, Almost Paradise by Loverboy, Mr. Reno from Loverboy, and I think the girl from Heart. It was just amazing. It's amazing how music affects us all. It can bring back good memories. It can bring back bad memories. It can make you remember somebody. There's so many different songs. Like, there's songs that my dad used to listen to, songs my mom loved, artists that they loved. Music is such a part of our lives that it is, it's something that I think is, should be one of the elements that, you know, we have earth, wind, fire, and music, right? I mean, it's just a part of our existence. And ever since the dawning of time, right? It soothes us, it comforts us, it makes us dance, and it makes us, you know, remember things. And I think it's a good thing. And when you have an opportunity to enjoy music, not just, you know, in your earbuds or in your car when you're driving to work and you need something, right? Or before your sporting event and you're getting all pumped up, I think it's important to get out and be a part of live music, like the festival. The M3F Festival is going to showcase different genres of music, and to get out and support your local music and the up and coming artists, to be able to go out. There's something about going to a festival or even just going to a concert, and you hear the music pure. You hear it from the speakers, and you're in a different type of situation where that's what your focus is, and you enjoy the music, you take it in. It's good to listen to new artists. I mean, what if you would have asked me years ago if I would have thrown money to go see Kenny Loggins in concert? I probably would have said no. But going and being a part of a concert, having to announce and introduce him on stage, and to be there and to hear him play and hear the band and hear his voice and to hear it live. And it's just, it makes Footloose and Danger Zone and all those songs from him seem so much different, and gives me a different feel and a different vibe. And now I have a different memory. It's not just hearing the songs in the movie soundtrack or hearing them on the headphones or playing them on the radio. Now my memory of Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone, and Footloose is seeing him perform that on stage. So there's something to be said about going to concerts and experiencing the music live. It just is a whole new feeling. So if you have an opportunity to go to a festival near you, and if it's supporting a good cause like M3F, you know, 100% of the proceeds going to charity, if you have the ability to do that and to get out, I encourage you to just try something different. Go out and experience. I know there's lots of people out there who are avid concert goers, and they go and they want to have fun and they enjoy, right? But if you have the opportunity to try something different, get out, go watch some live music, even if it's in the coffee shop and it's an acoustic guitar and somebody playing, right? There was another charity event that I was at. It was for Treasure House, and that's Kurt Warner and Brenda Warner's Treasure House. And it was an amazing fundraiser. And in the VIP get-together, they had a gentleman who sang country music, and he was just on a stool with an acoustic guitar and playing on his own. And it was incredible to hear the purity of his voice and just hear the song. I know he was part of the background and everything, but I listened and it was just a great experience. And it just, I don't know, music, live music just does something different than, you know, buying it online or your old CD or cassette or album or whatever it might be, right? So go enjoy the music and have some fun and try something just a little bit different. That's going to wrap it up for today. If you're looking for more information on anything you heard in the show, or maybe you have some comments, I encourage you to help us out. Please go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/BeKindAlwaysPodcast. I want to thank you for making a difference in the world and being a better you and trying something different. We're all working on the same project, and that's just to be a little bit better each day. My name's Charlie Weddle. Very special thanks to my guest, Heather Rogers, the festival director for the M3F Festival. And of course to you, thanks for listening. And remember, be kind always. You can hear the Be Kind Always podcast on the radio with audio on demand on the radio station websites, theradio.com app, and wherever you get your podcast audio. Please click subscribe and notifications and give us some feedback so we can make a bigger difference. This has been the Be Kind Always podcast.